The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand water issues and the use of water in the Golden State.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the difference between recharge basins and recharge banks, two vital tools in California's effort to replenish our groundwater supplies. Let's start with a little context. California has long relied on groundwater as a buffer during dry years, but decades of overpumping have left aquifers significantly depleted. Enter groundwater recharge, a process where water is intentionally directed into the ground to refill these underground reservoirs. Two common methods are recharge basins and recharge banks, and while they may sound similar, their design, management, and impact differ in different ways. Recharge basins are essentially shallow engineered ponds. They mimic natural floodplains, large, open areas where water is spread out over the land and allowed to percolate slowly into the soil. These basins are often constructed in areas with sandy or loamy soils to maximize infiltration and are filled with excess stormwater, flood flows, or imported surface water. They're simple in concept, but effective. Water is released into basins during wet months, and gravity does the work, slowly moving water down through the soil into unconfined aquifers. Basins tend to be seasonal tools, most useful when there's surplus water available, like during snowmelt or after heavy rainfalls. But recharge basins come with trade-offs. Because they're surface-based, they take land out of agricultural production. They can also promote weed growth and even mosquito breeding if not properly managed. Recharge banks, by contrast, are more strategic and storage-focused. Think of them as groundwater savings accounts. Water is not just infiltrated, but also tracked. These projects typically involve both recharge and recovery wells, as well as operated by water districts or agencies that bank water underground during wet years to be pumped back out during dry ones. Unlike basins, which rely solely on percolation, groundwater banks often include infrastructure like lined canals or injection wells. The water is carefully metered, and detailed accounting is kept to ensure what goes in can be claimed later. In fact, this is one of the key distinctions. Recharge banks support long-term water management and even water markets, where stored groundwater can be transferred or sold under certain legal frameworks. Banks are also typically located in areas with known hydrologic advantages, where aquifers are deep and have high storage capacity. But they're expensive to build and operate, requiring advanced monitoring, permitting, and sometimes even partnerships between multiple water agencies. Recharge basins are ideal for spreading large amounts of water during flood events or wet years in areas with the right soils. They're cost-effective and simple, but less suited for precision or long-term storage accounting. Recharge banks are more engineered and expensive, but they offer flexibility, security, and legal clarity, especially under California's complex water rights and SGMO requirements. As the state continues to grapple with climate extremes and groundwater sustainability goals, both approaches will be critical. Local agencies may use basins for opportunistic recharge during storm events and rely on banks for planned strategic storage. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.